where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today, brought to you by Pestaway, a division of Orkin Canada.
Unifor is preparing to release its findings following an investigation into its former president. The Toronto Star reports that documents will soon be released to local unions. Jerry Dias retired earlier this year. He's accused of breaching the union's constitution and allegedly accepting $50,000 from a COVID-19 rapid test supplier that he had promoted to Unifor employers. A planned addition to Lambton College will focus on Indigenous culture. A new Indigenous outdoor space is in the works. It'll feature natural materials, organic shapes, natural light, and plants. Manager of Indigenous Education Jane Manning says they want to give back.
When we think about giving back that space that allows Indigenous learners to see themselves, to celebrate who they are, to connect to their own culture, their identity.
Manning says they're working closely with the college's Indigenous Education Council on the project. Construction will begin this year on the south part of the campus and should wrap up sometime in the fall of 2023. You're not alone if you feel unsafe on the roads. A new study commissioned by CAA South Central suggests that fewer drivers feel safe behind the wheel, and 98% of drivers have witnessed unsafe driving behavior over the last year. Community relations consultant Michael Stewart says police services continue to report significant amounts of speeding, stunt, and aggressive driving. And while the pandemic amplified awareness, the issue was growing well before that. The Inn of the Good Shepherd hopes to feed 1,000 people each week through its mobile market program, which returns this week. They're planning to hand out 5,000 to 6,000 pounds of fresh produce each week until mid-November. Executive Director Miles Vanney says they're stopping at 14 locations weekly.
Eating healthy is so important, and today's market, it's even more expensive. So being able to provide folks with fresh, healthy vegetables, access to that every week is really good for folks, good for their health and good for helping with stretch their dollars a little bit.
Vanny says their After the Bell snack pack program for kids is also returning. The packs will include 24 items at each market location. And the city is getting ready to take next steps in the design process of a Sarnia letter sign. A survey deadline is today. The public survey launched just over a week ago, outlining three design options. It's also proposed that the letter sign be placed along the waterfront in Centennial Park, near the west ends of Elgin and Durand Streets. Sunny to start, then a mix of sun and cloud today with a high of 31 and humidex of 33. Tonight, becoming cloudy this evening, a few showers overnight with a risk of a thunderstorm, a low of 23. And Tuesday, a few showers and risk of a thunderstorm in the morning and early afternoon with a high of 28 and a humidex of 38. I'm Natalia Vega.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.